Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course. That's the name of the show. The other name is Off Topic.
But this is football.
What you want? We got a mighty combination, but it makes your rage glisten. Our voice is about the games. And you know we talk about the latest goings, more so than any other, and our Mountain West matters. Well, will you listen to this podcast too? And you rant about this podcast too. Just a site where Jeremy analyzes some matches and kiss between the bridges. We do some good interviews. And you know from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Aston, they're calling out our name. Where will you listen to this podcast too? You love this podcast too.
Welcome back to the latest Mountain West Connection show. Jeremy Mox here, hanging out with Chris Hondris out there in Las Vegas. MWCConnection.com, Mountain West Connection on Facebook, MWCConnection on Twitter. Check them all out. I'd appreciate it. We're almost to 900 followers on Facebook.
Nice.
As of this recording, we are at, let me refresh. That was Chris saying nice, for those who don't know, the other half of the show. 800.
Well, you know, it's really nice. It's really nice that we can get 900 likes on Facebook when UNLV can't get 900 faces at their stadium.
Oh, zing.
888. Sorry, I was trying to go for some one-lining insults there, but apparently it didn't work very well.
I think we broke up. I heard you about UNLV not having 900 faces in the crowd. Yes, I think it just broke up there. Yeah. So I got you. Our internet connection spotty at the beginning, but that's who we are. We're a low-budget, low-rent operation here we have going on.
Pretty much. Also include myself in those 900, well, not in the 900 people who actually missed out. I'm still so upset that I missed that game last week.
Yeah, you should be. You game of the year for the Rebels. Game of the year. So this is our week 8 preview show. We are at the midway point. We will be having we're recording our mid-season show Thursday. We probably no guests, and there was a request for suit and tie. Did you see that?
There was. I did see that.
We'll see. Probably no guest. Who knows what we'll do, but we have about a handful of questions we'll bring up to the go over. That's kind of what the mid-season show will be. But today we're previewing week 8. 6 games. 5 conference. 1 non-conference. Before we get to the games, let's just go off topic right away, because it's our show and we can do what we want. And there, if you'd like, there will be a t-shirt / hoodie / something as we over-deliver of the Quinterback. Is that accurate?
Will we be doing the Quinterback, or are we going to do the Grandpa Norm shirt?
We need more than one, but we'll definitely have an off-topic shirt for the podcast, right?
Yes, we will.
So look out for that. But here's why I'm going off-topic. Do you like Halloween very much? Do you care?
I don't care. It's fun to decorate.
Oh, you are that guy that likes to decorate?
Yes. My office buddies and I are actually going to be planning on dressing up that day too, because you know we're in the high school, so we have to have fun with it.
Okay, you're in a high school, a little bit different setting than I dress up. I have some kids; they'll dress up just because. But I got another job. I work in an office during the day. I'm like, okay, it's a pretty cool place to work. We have Nerf gun fights, we have ping pong, foosball, pebble ice with that Dr. Pepper is very nice as well. We have, but it's a pretty laid back place. So we get this email, oh, you're divided in group A through B, decorate your, I'm like, God, decorating Halloween, I hate it, it's the worst. You can call me whatever you want and say I hate it, but it's the worst. If you're in college, you have fun with the parties and stuff, but I don't want to decorate. And then the worst part about it is, we're like restructuring kind of who's in like our job a little bit. I'm off by myself compared to where everybody else is at. They're decorating like a whole hallway and stuff, and I'm like 20 yards away from everybody. How is that going to work?
I guess.
Am I an old person and don't care about it, or what's the big deal?
Yeah, I think you're just getting old.
I never cared about it anyways.
I don't even care about it, but it's still fun.
It's fun to miss out work and screw around.
It's fun to be at work and screw around.
Well, of course. When I have unfettered internet access, it's very nice compared to other jobs I had where I was restricted to even viewing Yahoo.com. So, yeah.
Why are we even arguing about this?
We're going off topic. I'm just wondering, am I the only person out there? I know there's other people. I don't care. I'm not going to dress up. They're going to want to dress up. I think it's stupid for adults to dress up at work for Halloween. You're in high school, so that makes more sense, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Let's get into the games. I'm just screwing around, and I don't know. I think it's stupid. So I'm in the media. I'm like, oh, I missed out on an hour of doing nothing. So, work. But games.
Fresno, games. We have six of them.
Yeah, so we'll make this quick. About an hour. Fresno at Boise State. You're our Boise State expert here. Was this ever a rival for Boise State, really?
Yes, it was. It is a rivalry. It's a short-lived rivalry. It doesn't have a history of Nevada-Boise State.
One-sided, though.
It's fairly one-sided, yes. I think Boise State leads 11-5.
I thought it was more than that. But outside of last year's 41-40 game, Fresno hasn't really been close. I remember the Derek Carr years. In the first iteration of the BCS, they're going to come in. Boise's coming to town. They get smoked. Smoked, Fresno does. But this game, Fresno's not very good this year. They just lost to UNLV.
Yeah. So. Boise State isn't great. Yeah.
Don't tell that to some Twitter people who still are perplexed how Boise State is number 3 in our power pool and not number 1.
Are you serious?
I got one reply. I understand Utah State and Boise swapping spots was kind of odd. But
I get why is Colorado State ahead of Boise State, because Boise State beat Colorado State by 14. Yes, I understand that.
Two losses, Boise fans. The Boise fan, I should say.
And I totally understand that. But at the same time, I'm giving Colorado State the benefit of the doubt because they only have one loss. And it was
a bad loss.
Yeah. But it was a bad loss.
I just don't get Utah State passing Boise. That's kind of odd. Because I didn't put Utah State second. I get Boise second.
Yeah, I put Boise second as well. So, odd, although in the comments, somebody is saying, I think we have the San Diego State voters voting in full. I don't know how many stuff we got, but
14 vote, 15, about normal, about 14. We get about 12 to 15. I honestly think we'll get to the games with the polls. I moved San Diego State up pretty high. I think I had them in 8 and put them up to, I think, 5 or 4. Because if you look at it, they're clearly better than San Jose State. They're better than Fresno State. They even though they lost to Fresno, they're better than Fresno State. They're right there in the middle. That's where they should be. I think we all overreacted to the loss to Fresno, then fix that this week. That's where I think it came down to.
Yeah.
Because, real quick, we have all these states, we do have a lot of Aztec guys voting, then why were they 8th last week? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. But based off the wins last week and the games last week, I don't see San Diego State. I think I voted San Diego State 7.
I think I put them up like the 5.
Yeah, well.
What did they end up?
Bill must have averages out to 6.
I don't have it. Were they 6? I don't have the poll in front of me. Is that where they ended up?
Yeah.
Okay. It's only 2 spots higher. So why is that big a deal? They won this week. I'm just saying that you move up because you win usually, right?
Yeah.
Aztecs, we'll see. They can win the West still. Fresno can win. The West is wide open. The West isn't very good. So, no, San Diego State was 4, because the way Nevada lost, they had to come back so far from behind. That's the reason. That's where they're
at. Okay. We're getting way too off topic right now.
Back to the Fresno-Boise game.
To the Fresno-Boise game, where it's a 7, currently a 17-point spread for Boise.
That seems a bit much, in my opinion.
Does it?
I think it does.
Does it really?
A little bit. Boise's good. Okay, I get your point. Brian Burrell stepped up as quarterback. I was looking at, as we're doing, this will tie into our show on Thursday, but looking through one of our categories is best quarterback. Quarterback play is not very good this year in the Mountain West overall.
Except for Garrett Grayson.
Garrett Grayson, yes. He, outside of one game, and Daryl Garrettson as well, once he's become the starter, he's good. Cody Fajardo is hit or miss. Brian Burrell, his stats are okay. Like, he's at least one of the few quarterbacks that has better than a 1-to-1 ratio. He's 11-to-6. Touchdowns to interceptions. Why do you think it's a fair assessment that Boise State's almost a 3-touchdown favorite?
Well, first of all, name recognition. Remember, 17-point favorite doesn't always have to do with complete stats. Also has to do with what people are betting on.
Yeah, look at USC being a 10-point favorite on the road at number 10 Arizona last week.
If people see that Fresno State is 1-3 in the Mountain, is 1-3 in the Mountain West, 3-4 overall, right?
And that UNLV lost.
And that UNLV lost from last week on the road. You've got to think of what Boise State is going to do to them, even a not as good to Boise State as we've seen in the past. Remember, the last time Boise State had a 17-point spread, they drew. They tied the spread versus Connecticut, and they beat the spread. They beat the last 17.5-point spread versus Louisiana Lafayette, who beat Texas State tonight 34-10.
Oh, I missed
them. Yes, we're recording this on Tuesday night.
Yeah, we are recording early. I missed them Tuesday night. Fun belt. Well, Fresno's been playing, but I don't get that. The UNLV game is weird. Fresno got out to a pretty good lead. They made a comeback. I get these teams flipped around. They made a nice comeback. I don't know if they're just sleepwalking in that first half, but the second half, they looked like the team looks much better. So expect that. They're probably so pissed they lost to UNLV. I think if they're going to win this game, first off, they're not going to win. Fresno's not going to win this game. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Matt. Sorry, Scott, whoever. They're not going to win this game. It'll take a large turn of events, similar to the Air Force game. A lot of mistakes at Boise's end for Fresno to win. Now, I would say that I think Fresno can keep it close because Boise's secondary, they're banged up. They're getting guys back. They have good guys in that back secondary defensive backfield, but the cohesiveness isn't there. And we know their tendency to make big plays. If they make a big play, great. If they don't, they'll give up yards. So I think that's an area where Fresno could have an issue. And Josh Harper, he's going to be the best receiver on the field. And if they can get him involved, he had 12 for 187. He's going to be a key if they're going to be able to hang around against Boise State.
Yeah. So, but what's your take on this game? Because my take, and I'm playing.
Wasn't that kind of my take on the game?
I'm playing the homer. I'm playing the homer game here.
Even without Matt Miller, done for a career-ending injury.
So
I'm just saying that doesn't.
Matt Miller can stay at home. You saw what he did. You saw, or I don't know if you read the Idaho Statesman. He was the one who was kind of coaching Jeremy McNichols on the sideline.
Oh, yeah,
he was
that guy.
Just as big of an impact off the field as he is on the field.
I know. I get a good point. Yeah, McNichols has stepped up quite nicely.
Maybe his Boise State career is over, but that doesn't seem to handle that he can still make an impact on this team as a leader.
He can. Do you think, because Deron Smith hasn't done much this year, do you think there's any chance Boise he could make something out of this game?
I think he could.
Because I'm looking at the stats. I'm putting in our player of the year votes or midseason guys like.
Remember that Grant Hedrick is the same quarterback who threw 4 picks versus not just Ole Miss, but also Air Force. Deron Smith could have a huge game.
If they throw that way, and he's actually tied with Blake Decker for most interceptions in the Mountain West. So, yeah, there's that. Because it's hard to put like the defensive player of the year stuff or midseason stuff with, I was looking for Deron Smith because we know he's good, and it's clearly not 100% teams thrown away from him. But he has I don't think he has any pass defended this year, no interceptions. Teams are avoiding him, but it's hard to quantitate how good he is unless you're watching a game and notice they're not throwing to this third of the field.
Nice.
Who knows? Yeah. He might have something, but I think he'll want to because of rival last game and everything. Let's get down to it. Are you seeing that Boise State easily cover, or what do you think?
I'm going to say they're going to cover.
I want to say, and I should really go with this, because if you look at the history of these teams, anytime they're close, it's usually not a close game. Outside of last year's 41-40 shootout. Like I said earlier, Derek Carr...
Wrote it was 41-10.
I fixed it. I realized that. I know. Leave me alone. I took care of that. But like I said before, with Derek Carr, they hosted Boise. Boise thrashed him. Anytime Fresno's been good... Here's why I think this is why it's going to be close. It's a stupid reason, but with Fresno or Boise, like last year, Boise, okay, they're an okay team. Fresno's this juggernaut. Look how close it was.
Yeah, but every time this rivalry takes it home, I'm gonna go ahead and give you a head to head.
Yeah, okay. Pull that up for me. But what I'm getting at, like anytime a team's not expected to be good, it's a closer than expected game. When teams are supposed to be good, it's not a close. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but whatever team plays at home, and it's actually let's just leave this to whenever Boise State plays at home versus Fresno,
they win.
They win big, big. So that's why I don't think it's going to be anything much different.
I say two touchdowns because 17.5 is a lot of points. And Fresno, I think they can score a little bit. They can score a little bit.
So I'm just going to give you some average. Okay.
Shoot. Go.
Okay. 46 years, this rivalry. No, sorry. 15 years, this rivalry has been going on, right?
Yes.
16 games. Boise State leads. Sorry, 16 games, 11-5, Boise State leads. The average score has been Boise State 38.5, Fresno State 21.1.
Interesting.
Okay.
Blow up.
Whenever Boise State, hold on. Stop that! I don't.
Lovely internet, working well for Chris. There, I see.
No, it's like kid a survey.
Oh, one of those things. To read on, say yes if you bought something from Samsung or Apple in the past.
So, in 2002. Boise State played Fresno State at home, 67-21. 2 years later, 33-16. 2 years later, 45-21. 2 years later, 61-10. 2 years later, 51-0. 2 years later, okay, this was a close one when they were both in the first year in the Mountain West, 20-10. But you see how much of a huge difference it is when it's at home versus when it's at Fresno?
I get it. Yeah, it's it makes good sense. I just think that's a bit too many points. I think it's going to be a 2-touchdown game, but it's not going to be close. Boise's going to win easily, but I don't think it'll get to where it's a 21-point or more win.
So finally, we're done off that topic.
Okay, just make a drive scare. So you got the blowout. I got the big win, but Fresno will cover. Don't go putting your money on Nevada if I'm wrong. I'm just saying that's my opinion. I'm probably wrong.
San Jose State versus Wyoming.
This game's on ESPN3, 4 Eastern. Am I wrong to say, maybe it's just me, we're at the midway point, but I still don't know what to make of San Jose State, really.
I agree with you.
Okay, I don't know if I'm out by myself, because like I mentioned before.
No, I agree with you. Because they haven't won a game on the road.
That's true. They haven't won on the road. They played Nevada reasonably close. Joe Gray's in his third game. They had a bye week. This game's big for both teams because if either team wants to, A, avoid being last in their division, or B, make a bowl game, these teams, whoever's win, has a good shot at achieving the better end of the stick on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm thinking with San Jose State with the extra week off, I'm primed to say they're going to get the outright win again, even going to Laramie.
It's hard to say, especially since San Jose State, they opened up a 1.5-point underdog. Now they're a 1.5-point favorite.
That's odd.
And that's telling you that people are just kind of betting evenly. Although
that's 3 points. That's 3 points. That's a decent amount.
Yes, it's
one
a swing.
And a half to 1.5. Yeah,
that's a swing. So it's essentially a push. This is one of those things. I think San Jose State can make a big statement and be on their way to, and they could be on their way back to not only bowl eligibility, but to possibly take the lead out in the West. However, Wyoming, they want this game. And this will be a good test for Wyoming to see how they've adjusted against the pass.
Yeah, because Joe Gray can throw pretty well. Tyler Winston's one of the best receivers in the Mountain West. And Billy Freeman's a pretty good tight end as well for the Spartans. So there's some – that secondary for Wyoming has some work to do.
What else do we have knowing about this game?
Well, like I said, the West Division, it's up in the air. If San Jose State can be in prime position at 2-1 if they could somehow win. I think one other thing in this game is that Wyoming's going to be able to beat up San Jose State on the lines. Because Wyoming's line is, I don't know if we're just being cliche, but they're physical, they're tough, what Craig Bull does, all that jazz we've been saying all year. But it's true. When they see certain teams, their protection could be better for Colby Kiergaard. But here's the thing, San Jose State's strength, if you read what Jimmy Durkin, the guys at the San Jose Mercury News are saying, the front seven for San Jose State's not all that great. Their rushing attack, Sean Wick and DJ May can have big games, and they probably will have big games.
DJ May did not have a big game last week.
I know he did not.
0 yards.
Okay, I'll go to the safe route and say Sean Wick, who's averaging, 101 yards per game, will have success on the ground. In this game, the secondary is good. So Colby Kiergaard, if San Jose State can stop down Wick and make Kiergaard throw, that could be an issue because the Spartan secondary is pretty good. They're leading the nation. I think they're only giving up, 87 yards in the air?
Really?
I believe so. Let me double check that. Pass defense, San Jose State, yes, 89.6 yards per game in the air.
This is San Jose State.
Yes. A couple reasons why that's the case when Minnesota only completes 1 of 7 passes. And if you look at who they're playing, let's go to their game like here. Auburn likes to run. Minnesota likes to run. Nevada's hit or miss likes to run. But part of it, too, it's not just that. They are only allowing 51% completed passes against. They've only given up one passing touchdown all year. And that was against Auburn. I get the Minnesota game, you can kind of strike out. North Dakota game. But against Nevada, Cody Fajardo did not have a touchdown pass, and he was 10 of 18 for 64 yards. So their secondary, while it's deceiving a little bit because that Minnesota game, and Auburn a bit when they're running a lot, but holding Nevada to that few yards, that's pretty impressive. And if they can force a throw... I don't want to go against Craig Bull, though. You go first. I went first last time. You take it. What do you got?
Okay.
I need another bit of the
Wyoming team. At home. Wyoming is undefeated at home.
They are.
San Jose State is not won a game on the road.
Both accurate statements?
Yeah. Both factual statements. Both mean relatively nothing. I think that Colby Kiergaard, they're going to probably limit him to under 100 yards through the air. But I also think that Wyoming doesn't need to throw lots to win.
They don't. Wick, I assume May will bounce
this
back.
This is a Wyoming team who's been relatively successful with a very, very little offense.
Yeah,
and I think if Wyoming's defense can keep it up and limit to San Jose State under 20, they're going to win this game.
But the problem is they haven't. They're giving up 31 points a game. Okay, take out.
But that's been, okay. But look in the games that they've won. These are all home games. All the games that they've won, all at home, all they gave up less than 17 points. 19 points, sorry.
Correct.
FAU, they gave up 19. They still won. They won 20-19.
Mm-hmm. And they held Air Force.
All the games where they went on the road, they just completely, somehow lost it. But I think Wyoming's offense is a little bit more there after seeing what they did last week. They were up 21-10 at halftime. Mm-hmm. They lost the game 38-28.
Well, one of those was a defensive touchdown too. So
right. But they were able to score points.
Yeah, much more concerned
about Wyoming. And I think with 2-game losing streak, I think Coach Bull is going to kind of get them together. I'm going to say, oh wow. I'm going to say Wyoming is going to win this by less than 3.
The only other part I agree with you on that is because they held Air Force to, what, 1.7 yards per carry?
Yes.
Quite impressive. Quite impressive. 100, yeah, back then, they gave up, or allowed 151, which, yes, 2.9, excuse me, not 1.7. But here's the thing. Ikeke Woosley was able to score points on this Hawaii team. I'm going to Spartans are going to get the win. Okay. A close one.
Is it going to be by more than that 1.5 points?
There's only two options, yes or no. Well, 1 point or not. No, they're going to win by more than 1 point, yes. They'll win by two or more. I would go that route.
Okay.
Next game, New Mexico at Air Force. This is going to be one of the fastest games played all weekend, all year.
No, it's going to be one of the slowest games because of how much rushing. Oh, yeah, fastest. Never mind. Yeah, no, you're right.
And the people who say New Mexico's offense is boring, come on, it's not boring. It's just because their formation is so different. The Trip Navy's offense, I will call it, can be boring.
The thing that frustrates me about New Mexico is they have four opportunities to get back into the San Diego State game, and they didn't. They created four turnovers, and they could not win this game.
Yeah, four in a row.
Air Force protects their ball a little bit better.
Weston Stillhammer.
Air Force protects the ball a little bit better.
I just like San Diego.
And if Donnell Pumphrey and the rest of San Diego State can run 397 yards on New Mexico, what is Air Force going to do?
Yeah, Jacoby Owens, he might have a big day. I'm taking my cursory look at the depth chart for New Mexico. What percentage would you say, who do you think the starter is at quarterback?
Cole Gauci.
On the depth chart, you think it's Cole Gauci?
Yeah.
It can't be Cole Gauci. Let me,
Yeah, it can.
Yes, technically it can be.
They'll start Cole Gauci and then they'll take him out after a few series, just like how they did last week.
Hold on. My Firefox wants me to download the depth chart when Chrome likes to open it. Hold on a second. So you think it is actually going to be Gauci as a starter, and then like last game after two series, all right, we know what we have with this guy. He's not going to do anything, and switch him out for the freshman?
Yes.
I would like to tell you if that was the case, if my internet was working properly. But okay, so this game, I'll get to that in a moment, but what is it, 7.5 points for Air Force. It's at the Falcons.
9.5? Where the hell are you getting 9.5?
I'm looking at ESPN right now. Should I not be looking?
I'm looking at your post that you wrote earlier.
Oh, that's...
Opened at 12. Current, it's 11.5. It's dropped to 9.5.
Oh, let me check our good partners of Odd Shark.
Because if it's 9.5, I'm still totally taking 9.5.
Yeah, let's take a look here and see what's going on. Let's see. Yeah, that's a big change. Air Force is now... Yeah, it's down to 9.5. People are putting money on the Lobos. That's a risky proposition if I ever saw one. Road, taking money for New Mexico on the road. I know Air Force hasn't played all that great versus Utah State, and then was it Colorado State the week before? No, they haven't played CSU yet. They've lost. Yeah, they only lost Utah State. They beat Navy, Boise. That is odd. I know New Mexico's playing better with Lamar Jordan and everything, but. They don't have crucial ground, Bay. New Mexico's defense isn't very good at stopping the run.
Yeah.
Oh, quarterback, got it here for you. It is an or proposition, but Galaxy's listed as the top or player. So, you're pretty much right.
Yeah.
One thing I want to see, another reason why I want Lamar Jordan to start, he can actually throw the ball to Carlos Wiggins. Wiggins only had two catches last week. I believe that this is correct here. 2 for 74, if that's...
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if that's for the season or not or whatever. I don't know what that is, but... Lamar Jordan throws the ball to Wiggins. Like I said a million times, Wiggins needs to get more touches. He's a player, especially with Caruso Gongwe out for the year. They need to get this guy the ball more. Air Force is going to win. You're going to see Owens rush up a storm and get this taken care of. Do you see any way New Mexico can keep it close in this game? Is it going to be
if they pull off what Utah State pulled off, which was two turnovers?
Yeah, two multiple turnovers. But part of it, the San Diego State game was a little bit was Aztecs giving it
but
up.
See,
but
here's
some of
the thing.
It was Lobos.
Here's the thing. Even against Utah State, Air Force was able to rush for 155 yards, 51 times, which is less than 3 yards a carry. No, it's about 3 yards a carry, slightly over than 3 yards.
Daytona
a carry,
Cox right? Can't stop make every tackle for the Lobos.
No, exactly. There's got to be other players to step up, and right now for New Mexico, that defense, the only person who's really stopping any rush is Dakota Cox.
Yeah, that's all.
I mean, they allowed that UTSA player to run insanely off the Lobos, and they still came back and won for that game.
I'm going to say, it pains me to say because I like the Lobos more than probably I should, but I see an Air Force blowout in this game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two touchdowns minimum.
I'm right there with you. I'm thinking it's 14-point, 15-point game.
Okay, I think we're good on that game. We don't need to do much more unless they get Wiggins involved and Jordan just tears it up. But I don't think that'll be the case. So let's move on. What is the my internet's frozen? So what's our next game you got on the docket?
I accidentally exited out of my screen.
we're low rent proposition here, folks. We're not all that excited. Up to date and everything, and I get the lovely. Do you want to debug your script on Firefox or stop your script? The next game, I know there's.
I'm not using Firefox, so
we're on the late games. Let's do the BYU Nevada game.
I got it. Oh. Nevada BYU, which is the next game.
Correct. 8:15 Mountain Time, 10:15 Eastern, 7:15 Pacific. A game I am. Hopefully my connections will get me into this game for no cost and in the warm confines of the press box there. We'll see if that works out, but the Nevada BYU.
Can I go ahead and say, outside the fact that I hate BYU, Nevada, okay, you suffer a
heartbreak. Who do you hate worse? Who do you hate more?
I
think we've discussed this a couple weeks ago.
Two teams I hate with the white-hot intensity of 1,000 suns. Nevada fought back against Colorado State last week, but it's just they looked so bad.
Same with Boise State, same thing. I was on the radio in Provo, this BYU station. I mentioned if Nevada can put together a full game, they'd be very, very good. But they haven't. The Boise game, no. Yeah. They're tough. They need to do it. They haven't done it.
I don't expect them to against BYU either.
Well, here's the thing with BYU. Here's a problem I see with Nevada. Nevada's secondary is terrible. And Christian Stewart, he took over for Taysom Hill. We saw the injury versus Utah State. He's finally getting practice. After the Utah State game, that was a Friday game. BYU played on Thursday in Orlando. So cross country, you lose a day of practice, all that stuff. He still hasn't had time to practice. As you've seen with... We'll probably see the same with Joe Gray for San Jose State. He'll have a pretty good game against Wyoming. But with Christian Stewart getting an actual full week of practice, this will be his third game he's in, second start. He's going to be ready to go and at first and at home for a start. I think he can have a big game for BYU just because new quarterback gets the reps in, gets the practice time in. Nevada's going to need some serious pass rush to get to him. To disrupt him because the secondary is not going to do them any favors.
So basically, Brock Hecking has to be completely dominant.
Him and Ian Sale. Can Brock Hecking take his golf cart on the field? Maybe is that illegal or is that allowed?
That's slightly illegal.
Oh, okay, just asking. You never know. I don't know. I don't know every rule in football, so I got to ask sometimes.
Look, so my question is: the spread here, BYU is at 10, favored by 10 points. I'm assuming you're picking BYU to win this game?
I would say so because they're getting Jamal Williams back who didn't play for Central Florida, and he's easily comparable to the style and output he can do as Jay Ajayi, as Boise State.
Okay.
Yeah. BYU, yeah.
So then, is BYU going to win by more or less than 10 points?
That's where I'm wondering about because... Nevada can make plays. The thing is, even though how bad their secondary is, we've seen them versus Boise State step up and make plays.
Nevada can make plays. It's just will Nevada show up all four quarters of the game?
No.
Because they haven't done so all year.
No, and also they are, I think, 120, I don't have the stats in front of me anymore, but they are giving up just over 300 yards per game in the air. That's like 120th or so in the nation, so not good. The only thing I will give Nevada credit for is last year, if you recall, in the first half, they shut down, I think it was 10-3 at the half. They were losing, but they completely shut down BYU's offense. And so you know the coaching has, even though Christian Stewart's a much different quarterback than Taysom Hill, the running ability's much, much less of a threat with Stewart. But they had a game plan for at least a half of shutting down that offense. So they have the mindset, okay, we did this last year, we held them, we had a good game plan in place, but there are adjustments made on the other side that counteracted that. But yeah, Phil, there's some sort of confidence there that they have had enough success to thinking they can keep it close. But that's all they'll do is keep it close. I don't, unless Nevada, like you said, unless they can play a full game, which I don't expect to, on the road, difficult place to play in Provo, they might be able to keep it within 10 double digits, but I got BYU winning this game.
Yeah, I'm picking Nevada to cover, but BYU is shooting.
I'll go with the cover as well, just because Nevada has the capability to come back. But BYU is going to win. My main reason, Christian Stewart, is third game as a starter, second and a half, really. Enough practice time to get going and be comfortable in the system. And BYU has some good wide receivers as well. Look out for Jordan Leslie. They're actually getting the tight end involved, Devin Mahina there for the Cougars. So there's a lot of weapons to look out for. And especially, geez, if Jamal Williams is playing healthy, you know, 200 yards on the ground, maybe. Who knows? Final. So, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So should we go to our game of the week? I think it's our game of the week.
Oh, yeah. We got two games. Sorry. Oh, we did miss this game. I apologize.
We have two games left.
Yeah. I won't go into details, but my order is not the same as your order. Utah State at Colorado State. I'm glad this is not the 8:15 Mountain kickoff. I am very happy for that. It's 7 Eastern. It is on CBS Sports Network, which is perfectly fine. I'm sure Aaron Taylor's calling the game there. He does a great job. This is the first leg of two, or the second, well, let's rephrase this. This is leg two or three of who will win the Mountain Division.
This is the battle for the Mountain right here. No, it's not. But it's, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's the first leg.
No, leg two, because you had CSU, Boise, this game, Utah State, CSU, and then most likely,
yeah, but preseason, we weren't talking about Colorado State seriously. We were talking about how they could be a dark horse.
True.
But we said it was pretty much going to be the Utah State-Boise State game.
True.
Well, kind of out of the picture as just the singular game. This starts it, really.
This does, because here's what can cause some chaos. Colorado State can win the rest of their games and still not win the Mountain Division. It could be 11-1. And be sitting home on that first weekend in December. If Boise wins out as well, it goes and loses, has just a one loss because tiebreaker goes to Boise State. Now
we all can kind of sort of see that happen.
Oh yeah, that's a clear possibility. We may discuss this in our mid-season show, but real quick, Boise outside of Utah State, they host San Diego State, New Mexico, Wyoming, winnable games quite easily in my opinion. So. It wouldn't shock anybody if they go undefeated the rest of the way before they play Utah State.
Let me ask you this, because I know you wrote this post, but you probably don't remember, because obviously it seems like you haven't been paying attention to the spreads until you...
Hey!
So, without looking, what is the spread for this game?
I have it in front of me. From when I looked at the ESPN, it was 5.5 right now. Is that still accurate?
Still 5.5.
Does that seem a lot to you?
No.
I thought it'd be a field goal. I get CSU is on a hot streak. They've won, going back to last year, I think they've won 10 of the last 12, I think. They're on a hot streak, so 5.5.
If you're a wide receiver and you're looking at either one of these two schools, you're going to be really happy with this game. Because this game is not Daryl Gerritsen versus Garrett Grayson. It is Rashard Higgins versus Hunter Sharp.
Yes. And looking at, like we discussed last week, kind of tossed it out there. We'll mid-season show again, we'll talk about this more. But Higgins and maybe Sharp, more Higgins though, because he's played every game. Why can't they be the offensive player of the year in this league?
He totally could.
I get the quarterback throws the ball, but you're catching everything his way. Grayson has to earn some picks a little bit, but there's a possibility. Yeah, looking at I'm on stupid Utah State schedule. But Colorado State, I guess 5.5 makes more sense. They've won 4 in a row. They lost to Boise. Going back to last year, they won their bowl game versus Washington State. They, outside of Boise State, their last home loss. Come on, Internet. Yes, I love it when it shows me 2014, 2 years in a row. But the Boise State loss was a road loss. They have not lost at home since they played Boise last year, November 12th.
I was about to say, since the last time they played Boise.
Yeah. I was looking at the date. So it's been a while since they lost. But they lost Utah State last year 13-0 in that just awful game where the wind was going crazy. There was just nobody throwing the ball. And then they lost Utah State 31-19 at home. So Utah State's had the better of this series the past couple years. But this game's evenly matched. You got D. Hart, who looks like to be the real deal now. Utah State, they don't have much of a running game unless you call Nick Vigil a running game. Which, yeah, it's okay, but nothing spectacular. How are you feeling about, like, what's your... Like, what do you have? What's your thoughts on this game? I know we're going back and forth, but these teams seem evenly matched.
I'm trying to look at if this is a trophy game or not.
I would say no.
I know. But then was it Utah State, Nevada?
No, Hawaii Cowboy.
No. Is it Utah State, Wyoming then?
They have the rifle.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so it's Utah State, Wyoming that has the rifle.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking it was Utah State, Colorado State.
I don't know, but and Utah State's losses, and their two losses this year.
They've been pretty bad losses.
They're two different teams, in my opinion, after the Arkansas State game. Tennessee game, yeah, Strecky Keaton, first game back, didn't look all that great. There was a lot of issues in that game, clearly. A few things that didn't go their way. That fumble on the kick return didn't help their Tennessee to give that early lead, and it fell apart after being down 14-0. But the Arkansas State game, Garrison could have been better. Play calling wasn't really there. But once they beat BYU and then easily handled Air Force, maybe we're overvaluing Air Force a bit. But they held them down to the running game. What's the difference in this game of why would you say, not that I'm picking Utah State, I'm still kind of going through my process, but what would make you feel, why are the Rams a 6-point favorite essentially at home? What makes them that much of a better team?
I have no answer.
The only thing I can think of is the
running. Because really, it's just a 3-point team who's better.
Yeah, they got the home team advantage.
Remember, you're talking about the home team advantage of Colorado State. It might be because Colorado State is receiving votes. People are, you know, starting to take them more seriously as a team. It might be because this is a team who's won their out-of-conference schedule for the first time completely since 1994.
20 years.
They've beaten two Pac-12 teams, albeit not good Pac-12 teams, but they've beaten the Pac-12 teams. They've beaten it when it counts. Whereas Utah State had a huge...
No, Colorado's the Pac-12 team.
No, you're going back to Washington State last year.
Oh, last year. Okay, sorry. Yes, correct.
Okay. Utah State, for all intents and purposes, has that win over BYU, mm-hmm. but could that really be counted as a program-defining win? So you see where I'm standing.
Yeah, I get your point. They haven't had the big win. I'd say BYU maybe.
It's the reason why. I don't know about you, but I voted Colorado State number one in my power ranking.
Well, so did I.
I honestly think Colorado State is the better team than Utah State.
Even with Utah State's secondary, because Grayson has it. Looking at who they played, who would you put up a better secondary, Boise State or Utah State?
Secondary or front seven?
Secondary.
I would say Boise State has a better
when they're healthy, though, but they haven't had everybody in the field for that many.
Right, when they're healthy.
But
Boise State, remember, it's either they give up tons of yards or they cause turnovers.
True. They've kind of shored that up a little bit, but we've said all year, even preseason, Utah State is the best defense. Their front seven's the best by far.
Their front seven is a absolute.
B.J. Larson, Vigil, Nick, not
both
Nate,
Vigil
Nick,
brothers.
Nick, and did you see really quick? Did you see the Vine that I posted about what Zach Vigil did?
Yeah,
that was just ridiculous. He knocks over the guy who's supposed to get the ball or the fake, and he still goes after the ball carrier. Just ridiculous. I'm wondering. I think if here's my thing, I'm going to go Colorado State's going to win, but Utah State's going to cover. It'll come down to something very close. It could be Nick Diaz for Utah State needing to kick a field goal. It could come down to that. But I'm thinking Utah State will be able to slow down D Hart, and they got Jason Oden for the Rams. I got to check if the backup is playing for CSU. Again, this is early in the week. It's Tuesday evening, so we're not entirely sure of everything. I'm not sure if he will be playing. Was it I cannot pronounce his name. What, Gerald's? That guy. The backup running back who missed last week with the hamstring. Gerald's. Yeah, Tyrese Gerald's. If he's out, or Trance Gerald's, excuse me. He could be an issue if he's not playing, because he's had some decent games this year so far. He had a 100-yard game versus Colorado, 84 over UC Davis, but missed the past two games. I'm thinking if Utah State's going to win, they're going to need to win the turnover battle. Cliche, I know. But stop D Hart. I get Garrett Grayson's a good quarterback, but he's not going to be able to throw against his second. I want to see Brian Sweet and Rashard Higgins match up and see how that goes down.
I'm going to say it's a touchdown victory.
For who? You do?
Yeah.
You just think it'll be back and forth, and it'll end up being they get the ball near the end of school.
Whoever gets the ball last wins the game.
Okay. I can see that, too. I think it'll be, if for Utah State, turnover, stop D Hart, and then for the Rams, just get it to Higgins. Do the opposite. You have to get D Hart involved, which will get you to Higgins involved on the outside. And then defensively, is the Rams defense anything all that special? Not bad. They're middle of the pack.
Yeah, they're middle of the pack.
Could this be the best off outside of Boise State? Is this the best offense they've seen?
Yes. And well, Colorado State has a very good offense.
Defense. Let me rephrase. Is this the best defense the Rams have seen by playing Utah State?
Yes.
Out after Boise.
Yes.
And even comparing to Boise State, this offense is not too far.
It might be better. Defense might be better than Boise State.
Yeah. No, I mean on the offense they're facing. The passing game might be better for Utah State, but it's not. What I'm saying is Boise's offense is better than Utah State, but not by much. It's going to be a field goal. That's what I think it's going to come down to. Whoever can make that big key stop and force a field goal, that'll be the difference. And as much as I like how Utah State's playing, Rams on their own, I don't see them losing at home. And this could be the game. They want that on-campus stadium. They need to sell this place out for this game, because this is their biggest home game in years, probably. Maybe the last time they got to host Colorado when there's that hiatus from playing in Denver. This is probably their biggest home game since then, where they have a realistic chance, more than realistic chance to win.
Okay, last game.
All right, final game. Hawaii. Oh,
State.
Boy, yeah. Aztecs, Hawaii, 10:30, CBS Sports Network, the traditional late game for the Aztecs, who will not be changing their name because there are no Aztecs around to be offended. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
It's pretty accurate. So
let's not forget that as my favorite comment from that article came, Mr. Smoob from, who's a San Diego State fan.
It's been a while since he's been commenting.
I know him as a Padres fan.
Yeah, he's a long-time guy. He used to comment all the time on the website. It's been a while.
Yeah, he's been I would say at least around as long as I've been around.
Yeah, he'd always comment about BYU and stuff all the time.
Yep, because we all hate BYU.
Of course, naturally.
but his comment is the best, and I, you know, basically says the funny thing about this particular stereotype is that historical record would suggest that it's accurate. The other native tribes thought the Aztecs were, for a better lack of words, a holes. In part because they were very good warriors, but also because they were terrible neighbors who demanded human victims to sacrifice. If any of you actually know anything about San Diego State, this is true when it comes to UNLV. Have you ever seen a San Diego State UNLV game at Viejas, or sorry, not Viejas, Viejas East. I mean, Thomas and Mac. Damn it.
Get the joke right.
It's all the same thing after a while.
The show.
Terrible Neighbors.
The show's good.
Demand human sacrifice. And by human sacrifice, I mean a loss at home.
And could we also, well, should we get, I don't want to talk about the show, but there's some questionable items under their agenda, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway.
The game itself.
The game itself.
Hawaii on the road. They beat Wyoming last week, so I don't know why I'm struggling to find anything positive to say about them after beating a okay Wyoming team at home.
They can't win off the outs.
They don't have a quarterback. Higgins gone. Fractured hand.
You mean Taylor Graham?
No. I'm going back one further. Fractured hand Higgins. Taylor Graham broken or fractured foot, whatever the actual term is. It's Woosley or burning a redshirt off one of those freshmen.
Max Winnick, no.
They wish he could have graduated in June and or in the summer and be their starting quarterback. Who
the quinterback offense.
The quinterback. That's going to be a best-selling shirt. It has to be.
It has to be a best-selling shirt.
Folks, we got to get that in production ASAP. We'll email Joel later and get that taken care of. But this
colors come in Hawaii, New Mexico, and Fresno State colors.
It's the whole league. Yes, it's the. So let me actually pull up the depth chart here. Are you aware who's starting for the Aztecs this week?
I think it's Bowden.
You think it's Bowden still?
It's Kaylor.
Kaylor came in halfway through the last game. That's what I'm wondering.
But he was still as inefficient as Bowden was.
I know. I'm just saying
he got benched. I think last week during the New Mexico San Diego State. Because Bowden went to the bench, Kaylor came on, and Kaylor threw a couple picks, and then.
Oh, I must have missed if they brought Bowden back in. I didn't pay that close attention.
I think I've got to double check that.
Yeah, I am not sure, but San Diego State should win. Just give it to all we need is just say Dardo Pemphrey, run left, run right, toss left, toss right, and be done with it. Or give it to Price. Was it Chase Price? Give it to him too. That's what it's going to be. I got the depth chart up here. They're still missing Azil Ruffin. No, Quinn Kaylor is listed as a starter. What is right? Okay. Yes, they actually San Diego State has a weird term. Let's make our players red. Let's underline them. Let's give them asterisks.
I just read that. Okay, I got so confused for a second. Because it reads, I just typed in SDSU football, and at first, the first thing that comes in is Go Aztecs, and then it says, in the news, SDSU football team moves up both FCS polls.
What?
I keep forgetting that South Dakota State is also SDSU.
But it looks like Kaylor is getting the start over Nick Bowden, which I don't know. I don't recall how serious the injury was to his shoulder, but he's back.
I don't quite agree with that.
Say that again. You're not talking in complete sentences there. This is
I don't quite agree with that decision, if that makes sense.
Aztecs are only an 8-point favorite at home, so you might be onto something there.
Look, Bowden, okay, so last week, Bowden was awful. He was 4 of 13, 63 yards, right?
Yeah.
Kaylor was just as bad. Kaylor came off the bench, 1 of 3, 10 yards, 1 interception.
Ooh, that's stellar. That is stellar.
If I remember correctly, and of course I'm going back, and I probably shouldn't be going back because we need to talk about this game, but I think Bowden went back.
You mean like he was pulled then put back in the game?
Yeah, I actually don't. It doesn't say because
he is not in the fourth
San Diego
quarter,
State ran out the clock.
Bowden did not play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he did not play.
Quinn Kaylor threw an interception, and Chase Price fumbled the ball.
And then was it Kaylor who was the quarterback who was taking the snaps of that final drive?
I don't know because it was Donald Pumphrey run as all runs, so it's hard to tell. But on the most recent drive prior to that, it was Quinn Kaylor who threw it.
It was Kaylor. Yeah,
so I don't. Okay, regardless if he's in or not, there's no Rocky Long has no confidence in the quarterback to throw the ball. Not that they needed to. You're up 10 with 5
minutes. Does San Diego State have another quarterback on the depth chart that they can use?
I'll have to go to the actual roster because the depth chart goes too deep.
I mean,
honestly, if you were San Diego State coach, who would you take at this point? Bowden, Bodden, or Kaler?
What year is Kaler? Is he a senior?
Kaler's a senior.
Bowden.
I don't know, he's 4'13".
That's pretty bad. Who's just Chase Ferraro? Is that a wide receiver who had a pass?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Trick play interception.
Naturally, that's how it works, right? Unless you're at North Carolina and gets that touchdown on the end-around reverse back to the quarterback play. It gets Notre Dame this past week.
But, I mean, here, okay. So, Kaler obviously has the better stats. This is Quinn Kaler versus Nick Bodden. Kaler's 72 of 124 for 871 yards. He has 2 touchdowns on the year. Nick Bowden, 13 of 37, 147 yards, 1 touchdown.
Here's my plan. Give it to Pumphrey every time. Him and Chase Price. Chase Price and Pumphrey. Alternate. There you go. That's your game plan. Hawaii loses by 2 touchdowns.
Wait, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's the case. Yeah, I'll go with that. Even though I was kind of joking, rattling that off. But yeah, why not? They can't run away from home. There's issues with Norm. Well, there's stuff going on with his wife, so concentration level. Who knows how that is there, but you want her to obviously feel better and everything. But there's some thoughts of maybe not being in the game as much because his thoughts are elsewhere as they should most likely should be. But no quarterback. If there's something with Woosley, you're stuck with him. You're stuck with Woosley.
No, absolutely.
Laka Laka's doing fine, but
Woolsey had a good game last week. Woolsey led the comeback. He went 8 for 9.
He did.
For an insane number of yards for 9 pass attempts.
I would argue San Diego State's defense overall is better than Wyoming's defense.
True.
So there's that. What do you think? Is this your stupid upset pick? We haven't had that in a while.
Stupid upset pick has been quiet.
It has been. And also inaccurate on both sides.
Well, there's a reason why it's a stupid upset pick.
There's a reason why we're not pulling that out every week.
No, I totally sacrificed the stupid upset picks for the sake of the blog.
No, but what do you think? Do you think there's any chance Hawaii could cover this game?
Oh, I think Hawaii can cover.
It's only 8 points, you know that. It's not like some outrageous 20-point line or something. It's only 8 points.
It's at 8 points right now. It was 9.5 last time I checked.
It's 8 right now.
I'm going Hawaii cover. I'm just doing it. Stupid upset pick.
Outright?
Yes.
Woo!
Stupid upset pick. I can't cut Woolsey.
So Hawaii will be in first place for 2 straight weeks of the West Division?
Steven, Laka Laka. Diosome, St. Just. We can't forget about our completely random wide receiver, Maurice Joas.
? Anytown, USA. If you don't get that joke, don't listen to the last podcast because apparently it fell flat after we're laughing for 5 minutes. Go look at the actual article on MWC.
Can we make that into a t-shirt?
Maybe
insert name here. Hawaii.
We might need to think of something, but that might work. We'll see. If you have any t-shirt ideas, send them our way.
Send them in. Yeah.
MountainWestFootball@gmail.com. If you have a shirt we like for a design, I will order you a t-shirt. How's that? Does that sound reasonable enough incentive maybe?
Absolutely.
And also, I was going to say this was a short show because we were at 35 minutes last time we looked. We're at 55 minutes, so there goes that.
Oh, I know.
I thought we were sooner than that, but any lasting thoughts on this week of what you think about what could happen?
Not really. I think it's fairly clear that
Hawaii's going to win the West, right?
Hawaii's going to. If Hawaii wins this weekend, oh my goodness.
I think the biggest takeaway I want to see is that we will finally have a good idea of who's the best team in this league is. by a couple games. We'll see if Nevada can somehow do something versus BYU to put them back in that discussion. But mainly, Utah State, CSU. That's what I want to see. So, check out
let's have fun.
Yeah, let's have fun. We got games Friday, all day Saturday. They're spread out Saturday, which is nice. A couple late games, a couple mid-afternoon games. Not like last week, where every game was at 10 p.m. Eastern, or later, which was kind of, that worked out. But check us out, MWCConnection.com. We'll be back with another show on Thursday, our mid-season recap show with, what are we doing, a mid-season poll to our writers here to kind of hand out some awards. This may or may not include us in a suit and tie for a video show. That's still to be determined. But, yeah, check us out. It's at MWCConnection.com. Get at Greek Padre to 400 followers. Maybe that's one of our – it is our goal for the whole year. We'll check on that on Thursday. But thanks for everyone for listening, and we'll check you on Thursday, and then also have fun watching your team play on Saturday.